Welcome to the Living Farms podcast, where voices from around the world come together to shape the future of biodynamic agriculture.
Hello, everybody. I am very happy to be continuing our Living Farms podcast with a new season. And in this occasion, we would like to stretch hands and hearts and our knowledge sharing with holistic agroecology and biodynamics. So we looked at the different people that are doing trending topics and that are working hard as we are with our loving mother and son and earth together. And we found different people working around the world, and where we were very happy to have found Natalia Muguet, Nat, as many people call her. And we invited her, and she's here with us. So it's quite an honor to have you. And I know you have a very busy schedule and you've made some space for us. So welcome, Nat. Very happy to be here with you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for invite me to be here sharing a little bit about my life with her.
Thank you. This is great. So Nat is from Brazil. She lives now in Bahia in Brazil. And she's an agronomist and a regenerative herbalist. And she has been working 16 years with agroforestry, in a particular stream of agroforestry called syntropic agriculture. So I guess to begin this dialogue, Nat, I would love to hear, why did you study agronomy? What was, as a young child or as a young woman in Brazil, why did you say, I would love to do studies on agronomy? What called you to do that?
I start to realize that we are destroying the world by the mouth, what we are eating, what we are saying, talking about. And when I realize to take care of the land is take care about the humanity, to all of human beings together, then I realized then plants are sustainable, all of the life in this planet. And to serve who is sustainable, the life in here, for me, it's a really honor to be part of that, to understand how can be in the comparative way to work together with them. It's because that I really think the way we are constructing the society about food production is not so nice, and maybe trying to find a different way, different path, then we can be more in a more harmonious way with nature.
This is amazing. And were your studies conventional agronomy and then you switched to something more oriented towards agroecology? Was this your case?
I met Syntropic Farm when I was 17 years old, before getting a university. Then I already had like open view for different way to producing forest with food. And after that, I start to understand then if we want to be in the same page, we want to need to understand how is the system works, no? Then I say, okay, I'm being part of that. And I did agronomist in Brazil. And after I did ethnobotanicist too, then get more attention and deep how all of points of view can be in a more harmonious way to produce with food, with life, but in the conventional way is not so easy, you know, to get an open space and understand how all of the production can be part of, you know, be peaceful. We say we are doing peaceful farm. But I think it's important we understand both of the histories, no, to choose what way we want to pass.
Yeah, this is very interesting because a lot of young people are interested in learning about how to produce food, how to work in harmony with nature, how to be also economically sustainable with the work. But then when you study, sometimes when you study agronomy, you don't find this. You don't find the loving aspect of the earth and the productive, but also inclusive economically and ecologically inclusive agriculture. So you have to look for other things. And what did you find in syntropic agriculture? Can you tell us what is for you syntropic agriculture? Because I know you are a disciple of Ernst Goetsch, who is actually from Switzerland, who is really the founder of this type of agroecology. And then I think he's living now in Brazil. And how did you find syntropic agriculture, and what is it for you in your experience?
I think the syntropic farm is more the position how to live in the earth again. You know, it's for me, it's much more just a technique to how to do agroecology. It's how to have philosophies behind, you know, principles behind, then really guide the way we are seeing interaction with life here. I met Ernest when I was this age, around 17, 18 years old, here in Brazil, and really changed my life, really changed the way to see how we can be welcome again in the earth, you know. Because I think sometimes we have so much different type of techniques, different concepts behind agroecology, how to do, how to produce. But for me, it's the way you are, you know, what we are doing, it's a philosophy behind too. Then this has really changed my perspective of life. And I understand that human beings are not just here to use resource of. We are here to create systems, you know, then we are part of nature. And this has really touched my heart, because when I understand that we are working with a cooperative way, then everyone are working for unconditional love. And this is the first principle of syntropic. It's calling about unconditional love. And this, it's really beautiful to see how agriculture can be talking about love too. It's so beautiful, because for me, it's to be part again of this history, you know. And when I discover about syntropic, it's a system that we can create a system of abundance systems. Then we are part of that. We are not just watching nature. We are creating more potential of energy. And in the end, we have more results than when we begin, when we start, you know, and we have forests. This is look like magic. Then I say, okay, let's go to meet this Swiss guy in Brazil. Now he's more than 40 years living here, and it's really, really unbelievable what he did in his farm. And this really touched my heart in a deep way. And I say, okay, I'm going to do this the last day of my life. I'm going to be serving nature and trying my best to be creating another type of paradise, then we will be welcome again to be here.
This is really significant. And there is a dialogue between, let's say, forest and farmland, or there should be a dialogue. It was a little bit separated from many centuries in the past. We have noticed how this separation became. So we cut down the forest to start a farming project. And this dialogue broke completely. Even in first world countries, you can see this separation between forest and farmland. And the idea of putting them back together makes sense from a perspective of saying there are things that forests bring to the land, like diversity. It makes the whole ecosystem be in a dynamic way, and at the same time it brings microclimate that many plants can benefit from, this shade, from humidity, from soil dynamics. So it makes sense, but it's not easy, and it has different aspects. As I know, I did a little bit of that in the coffee regions. Shade coffee is very important. But then you have agroforestry in tropical regions. You have it in desert regions. You have it in climates that are temperate. So I know that you are working and teaching in different parts of the world with different ecosystems. Could you tell us a little bit about the different ways of syntropic and how you have found them in different ecosystems and different cultures?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting question because when we understand the function of the systems, and understanding each plant have a different function, have a different result of the system, we start to understand and have a knowledge behind. Doesn't matter it's in the ocean or in the desert or in the tropical area, have a natural succession it's going. And when we have this ability to read that, we can introduce each plant for different ecosystem or native or exotic plants, then I really think then the point of syntropic farm is how we can accelerate the process of natural result. We start with plants, then it's more growing fast, then after come to the bush, and then we have like big trees. But when we think about forests, we are just sometimes thinking about the Amazon forest. But it's not about that. Then each ecosystem have your, we can say, climax of, Then how we can accelerate this process, natural process already happened, But how we can potentialize that being part of this. And one of the most principal point, it's then we can create points of water again. We can create, and I say a lot, the water, it's planting. We can plant water, Then I think it's about how we can read this ecosystem and understand for each function of each plant and each moment and the necessity with each one. I work a lot with medicine plants. This is one of my focused plants. When I start to understand the medicine plants are the most regenerative worker, we start to understand they are part of the system, and we find medicine plants in all of ecosystems. Then most of the medicine plants we know is coming from Europe, but each place have your own medicine. And the regenerative plants, if you want to create regenerative systems, we need to introduce medicine plants because this is the function of the medicine plants. It's healing the soil. Then when healing the soil, the function of then it's healing us soil, us body too. Then for me, it's really interesting when we start to understand the functions are the same. Who is going to change? It's different actors. We can say that.
Yes, it's quite a very interesting way of looking at forestry and also at agronomy and agriculture, because this dynamic ecosystem idea is really relevant in a way that there is a successional process in nature. Forests have a process of succession, and this is very clear in the tropics. You can really see how important when you cut a forest in the tropical region, it regenerates at a very accelerated pace because the whole system has an intense, biomass and an intense energy flow because of temperature, humidity, and other factors. In other forests of the world, there's also regenerative processes, as I understand it, in different climates. And it's very interesting to see how your approach, this agroforestry and syntropic agriculture approach, really takes into consideration the dynamic ecosystem, and you use it to create different aspects. Would you tell us a little bit about your methodology in a general, in a nutshell? Because, of course, it's very site-specific, I can imagine, and it varies from place to place. But could you tell us more or less how your approach is so people can understand it better? And maybe some of our listeners be interested in incorporating this into the work with biodynamics. That would be our goal also.
Yeah, I think one of the principal goal of us is creating soil. Then one of the biggest points, it's a biomass. Then most of the plants we are trying to create in the system, it's creating a life inside of the earth, no underground. And I really see how you say, no, in different climates, they have different type of energy accumulated. In dry areas, not so humid, we don't see so much plants if you compare with tropical areas. But we can accelerate this dynamic by managing and pruning the plants. This is one of the principal goals of syntropic farm. It's managing, pruning all the time. We put in the system energy to can flow more, you know. And I see this, like, medicine plants are really good at that. They really help the system introducing a different type of, with essential oil to protect, to attract different type of insects. And when we are putting that on the soil by pruning, we are creating more biomass, accumulate water, carbon. And because sometimes too, we think forest is just trees, you know, but the forest, it's a process. It's a movie. It starts by the grass, starts by the herbs. This is forest too, but in different stage of forest, you know, it's part of the forest. And to have this open view about what is life, what is a forest, and how we can potentialize this dynamic, I think this is the principal goal about the syntropic farm.
This is very interesting. And in your case, you really focus a lot on medicinal plants. And of course, countries with high biodiversity, like around the Amazon, and many countries that have high diversity, biodiversity, also must look also back into their own medicinal species, these native plantas nativas, native plants that are growing, because we have also left them a little bit on the side, and I think they also do very well in these systems. What would you say is the quality of the syntropic agriculture that brings or enhances the medicinal plants?
We said the most manure we can have in the syntropic farm is the knowledge behind. When we have this knowledge, we don't need manures from outside of the system. We create the only system, what everything we're going to need. And this is really interesting because when we start to introduce medicine plants, we realize the medicine plants are the most stronger plants, are doing that all the time. They are nurturing the soil. This is the function of the medicine plants. It doesn't matter what ecosystem they are. Like, we have this idea, like in the forest, you're going to find a lot of medicine plants. But to be really honest, the place that I most found medicine plants was in the areas like savanna in Africa, because it's the ecosystem needing this healing. And the plants are doing this function there. And in each place going to find, and I understand for each moment of the forest, we're going to have different type of medicines. But when the soil are open, have a big scar, the most strong plants going to come, it's the herbs. And we call most of herbs like medicine. And it's a wisdom behind that. The nature have this pattern and reproduce in different places. This is really interesting. Other places, and really, I get really curious about, is in Switzerland. In less than 1 square meter, we found more than 20 different type of herbs. And these 20 type of herbs, 80% is medicine plants. It's really interesting how nature find the way to cover the soil and cover this big scarf we are doing by agriculture. It's beautiful too to understand the medicine plants are creating more life. It's calling more life, you know, by aromatic plants, using your deep roots to open the soil, to get more oxygen, calling different type of fungi. It's a really collective and a macro way of life, you know, and we understand we are part of this macro life, and we can optimize this processing by how I said again, it's by pruning, by cover the soil, planting, then planting some plants, then we can use it for not just harvesting and take out of the system. We are thinking the plant's going to stay in the system, fitting nutrition this system.
Yes, I think it's clear that forests produce their own compost by decomposition of the leaves and branches that fall into the soil, and there you have the richness of the different biome of the soil taking care of this process of turning the energy back into the system. So I think this idea of the dynamic ecosystem from syntropic agriculture makes a lot of sense. Would you also incorporate manures or composts into the soils where you're planting in the alley cropping that you are doing, or do you not incorporate compost?
In the really orthodox way, to say like that about syntropic way, we don't use nothing. We're going to use what we have in the system. Then we start step by step, you know. We are not trying to accelerate the system. But sometimes if the system needs something to have an input in just to start, we're going to use. But the goal, the principal goal, is each time use less and less and less. And the system can sustain they self, because when we have high immune system, we don't need nothing. We don't need to use pills. We don't need to use any type of medicine, because we are health. We are creating a health system. And this is the principal thought about syntropic farm. Then each time, we don't need to use nothing. We're going to create what the system is going to need. It's really interesting, because I really feel then this type of view, we can be freedom of everything outside. The energy we're going to put, it's helping the plants to do your own job in the high energy of we can say in the end about immune system. So, we're just going to have something, it's sick when it's not in balance. And how we can create a balance again? Creating a system can sustainable this balance. And sometimes the balance is dynamic. It's not static.
Yes, I think we share this view in biodynamic agriculture. We work with what we call the balanced farm organism, or the farm individuality. And we include animals in our systems. Of course, there are farms producing different aspects of the animal world, whether it's milk and cheese or other aspects, chickens, etc. So we also believe this in our work, that we should be self-sufficient, that everything, no input should come from outside. But when including the animals, we do create manures and we do create compost, and there we apply our biodynamic preps, and then we bring other aspects into the farm. And I think this is an area of evolution that we can collaborate between this dynamic ecosystem, microclimate and ecosystem dynamic oriented, with this idea of the farm organism. These are areas of research and maybe groups of people working together. I can see this working collaboration between these ideas of the agroforestry, specific syntropic agriculture, working together with biodynamic farmers and looking for solutions. After all, we hold hands in this way. I always say that the way we relate to our Mother Earth is like brothers and sisters relate differently to the mother and the father. You know, maybe the son relates in a very different way to the mother than the daughter. But we're all in loving relationships. So I think this is the case for many ways of holistic agroecology. We are all working together for the Mother Earth, and we have different approaches. And sometimes it's very interesting to collaborate and to work together. I wanted also now to expand our understanding of syntropic agriculture and collaboration with biodynamics to the role of the farmer. I see from what you are telling me that the farmer has in syntropic agriculture a lot to do with system design and also stewardship. For us, also stewardship of the land is very important. Can you tell us a little bit about this role of the farmer designer in agroforestry and syntropic agriculture?
Yeah, I think it's to understand what place we are is the first thing, you know, what we want to create, what type of ecosystem we want to create. It's an ecosystem focused in production or to just regenerative ecosystems. When we start to understand how is the native plants around, we start to make the design, looking a lot the intention of the lights. This is other things too. We try to cover the soil most it's possible, like in the stratification, not just in one layer. No, and trying to occupy all of the layers and understand we have this along the time. Then each moment we're going to produce different plants and occupation, not just horizontal, but vertical too. This is one of the principal mean of the design of the agroforest system. And understand that each plant can help and support the other one to create it. And when we understand, like, example, the climbs is going to up to other one, then how we can use the climbs to support the other plants are down. We are creating different type of ecosystem in one moment of the forest. Example, the 0 to 6 months, we're going to create one system. After that, it's 6 months to 2 years, 2 years to 15 years, 15 years to 30 years, 30 years to 100 years. But all of this was planted in the same time in that moment zero. Then it's really interesting because we potentialize the process of life on. Because sometimes we doesn't know what plant's going to grow well. We need to plant to know. And when we understand that and the plant are not doing so well, this plant's going to be the unconditional love, the manure, the nutrition for the other ones can come. And us human beings, we are part of the system and we are going to select what is the good one or want to stay. Then the design is going to be really different for different type of intention than people have. You know, sometimes people just want to cover the soil or they want to produce chickens. The creative is the don't have limit, you know. And I think it's more to understand the function of each plant and each moment and what is the necessity of light and nutrition for each one. And this complex game, we start to play with different points of view.
This is very important. I believe that each region has its own secrets. Can you tell us a little bit which regions of the world are you working in?
Yes. Actually, I'm from Brazil. We have a farm here called Sítio Semente. It's like seed farm is the name. For 20 years, we are doing this job. We start the first school of syntropic farming in Brazil. After that, I went to Mozambique for 2 years in Africa to start too there a project with Ernest. After that, I passed by in India, study a little bit about tea and the syntropic farm, how we can create a system for tea. And the last 8 years, I'm really focused in Central America, Mexico, doing a really nice project to recreate systems with native plants. And past week, I was in Australia, sometimes I pass by in Europe. And it's really interesting because each time going to a different place of this same life, this same earth, you know, this micro life biomass that we live here, we understand they have the same patterns behind. It's really interesting to see that. Then sometimes I don't know the specific name for each plant, but I know the function. I know what they are doing because is the same, but the accelerate of the system is going to be different. You know, sometimes in the desert, it's going to take a little bit more time to see different things coming, you know, different stage of the forest, but they are coming in different moments and different conditions. And it's so interesting to see how the plants have the ability to adapt it, to have a function. This is so magic. And if you plant the same plant, example, in Europe and come to Brazil, the plant's going to change the chemistry inside of them. But they still be medicine of the system, you know, it still be a healing to part of. And when the function of them is not more welcome from all of the system, this plant's going to disappear.
That's very true.
Another one is going to come again to support. Then I think this is so interesting when you say, because sometimes we have different type of thought or path about agroecology, but I think in the end we are living the cooperative way, because the big corporation are working together. They are really strong together. Doesn't matter what point of view they are, but they are working together. We need to do that, because in the end we want to have more life. We want to be happy again in this planet. And I think the difference just put us in the same perspective of not being harmonic or not be abundant. It's seeing the life if a type of view than competition, and nature don't work in the competition way. They work in the cooperative way. And if you want to work with nature, we need to be cooperative. And plants for me is the most strong teacher, teaching us that they are working together, not just for one species. They are working for one organism.
This is so true. And I love your words, because that's exactly what made us design this new series of the podcast. We have to hold hands together. As you were saying, the guys that are interested in profit only, regardless of humans, regardless of the earth, regardless of the ecosystem, they are very well, let's say, working very strongly for that goal. And us who are working for Mother Earth, us who are conscious of the spirit world and of the whole environment that is really the earth as a living organism, sometimes we criticize ourselves or we don't work together. So our collaboration is fundamental, that we can find spaces where we can collaborate. I would say if you were talking to a group of young people who are not still interested in agroecology or biodynamic agriculture, if you have the chance to talk to young people that are between 15 and 19 before they go to college, university, what would you tell them? Why is it important to become a farmer, a conscious agro, holistic agroecologist farmer? And how would you invite them?
Yeah, I was this, if I look back, I was this type of person that want to find my space in the world. I want to feel useful. I want to feel part of something and not just falling some perspective. And I think when we are young, we still have big dreams in our mind. And sometimes I think the dreams, it's too hard to start. But I say just believe in nature. Reconciliate with nature. See nature part of you, not something that it's just outside to do a tracking. This is nature. And when we realize that nature are inside of us, we feel a responsibility to take care of nature again. And to be really honest, it's not an easy job to be a farmer. It's really hard every day to go. And we don't have vacations, we don't have holidays, but we have peace in the heart. And this, any money can pay that. We have a peace, then we are doing our best every single day, not just for me or my family. It's for all of human beings. And for me, when I met a farmer, is the most strong person with shiny ear eyes than I see in my life is the pharmacist. If you need something anyone's not going to say no for you. It's going to have open house, open everything. And they are so, so intelligent, are so deep of knowledge. Then this knowledge are not in the books, are not in the internet. It's live in knowledge. And each time this is losing on the way. Then when I see a farmer, I still feeling the hope of life again. I feel the seeds can keep germinate in this fertilized soil.
This is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Nat. I think a message from young people to young people is crucial, because we are still doubting and thinking that maybe there's no chance for life anymore. But of course there is. You have to get your act together. You have to work. And what's really open about farms is they always welcome young people. They always welcome different views. And this is the purpose of our holding hands together in this case, between biodynamics and syntropic and young people and older people who have knowledge and practice. So we come to an end to our podcast now, and I really want to thank you. And we will continue our conversation. We will have a follow-up of this podcast in a seminar, in a shared session with different people that work with medicinal plants. So we'll invite you to see if you can attend. And thank you so much for your time, for your inspiration, for the knowledge, and for opening up to biodynamic practitioners as well as to syntropic agriculture farmers this bond that we are creating today, this idea of cooperation and mutual love for our earth and for our cosmos. Thank you so much, Nat.
Thank you, everyone, our listeners. And if we still have seeds, we still have hope. Then let's go plant all of the seeds we can do. And thank you so much for open this space, what they are doing. And let's go keep planting.
Thank you very much. Take care, Nat. Bye-bye.
Bye.